Let go a little less another day. And this is the dilemma all of us are in. This is the shared dilemma of every living being. Does that ring true for folks? Can you plug into that, or am I somewhere south of Bakersfield? So that's a mouthful out of me, so maybe we'll start asking folks to ask whatever they want to ask or share whatever they want to share, related or unrelated to my comments.
The way it's happening to me is things are still happening, but they're less and less important.
Good.
Just a gradual letting go. What's becoming more important, I walk down the street, I see trees, and I read somewhere that we're mobile trees. We're living just like a tree is living, except we move around and they stand still.
You didn't read that. I said that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Play the CD.
I'll go outside the apartment. I'm standing by this tree, and I thought, just stand there for a while. And for a while I thought, well, it felt very good. I could see. This is true. We're both living in the, the sun shines coming down. We're both living. And then I got a feeling I might look a little strange standing there with this tree, so I moved on.
Well, the only one who thought you were strange was the tree.
Because you moved on.
No, actually, the tree emailed me and asked me about him.
Apparently, the scientific studies show that trees have communication in some way. I didn't find out exactly what, but I believe they probably do, like plants do and flowers do.
Well, quantum physics has already shown beyond any doubt that everything communicates with everything else all the time in every way.
Is that living things?
Depends how you define living things.
Yeah. Well, things that have life. In a rock. I don't know.
Yeah, it includes rocks. It includes inanimate forms.
Really?
Now, spiritually, this is not news, but as far as 21st century physics is concerned, it's proven, it's a done deal.
People used to have a pet rock, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone laughed, but they had this pet rock.
Yeah. Mine was run over by a car. I cried and cried. Well, that's the point. Nothing is excluded. That universe, that existence that has no back door. Well, if there really is no back door, how can anything be explored.